This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Austin's newest police chief is not new to Austin. Brian Manley grew up in Austin, graduated from Johnston High School and then the University of Texas at Austin, and has been with APD since 1990. He's been interim police chief since former Chief Art Acevedo left Austin for Houston in November of 2016. Ever since the Austin serial bombing case wrapped up earlier this year, there have been calls by some for Manley to be appointed chief because of how well they thought he handled the case. There were also concerns raised by some groups about how Manley handled the case, especially when the victims of the first few bombings were people of color. Manley says he understands APD's relationships with some communities in Austin need improving. He says the challenges of the job are what have attracted him to it.
Being the interim chief for as long as I was, a year and a half, and overcoming a lot of issues that faced us as a department, whether it was the DNA lab or having to sideline our police vehicles or the loss of the police contract. You know, we had a lot of critical incidents occur during the time that I served as the interim. I really felt like that I have more to give. And so, yes, my interest in being permanent, although I stated it from day one, I'd like the job permanently when they made me interim, it only grew as I got to continue to serve.
Your predecessor, Chief Art Acevedo, left Austin to become police chief in Houston. How would you say that your style or your approach to the department or to leadership differs than Chief Acevedo's? You're smiling.
I am smiling because obviously anybody that knew Chief Acevedo and knows me, there are very distinct differences. Where we share a lot is in our passion for policing, our passion for community policing, and really our love for the communities that we serve. I think that we are very similar there. Where we differ is just maybe in how we outwardly express that. I'm a little bit more reserved in my communication style than Chief Acevedo, as you may have noticed. In the parade, he'll be the one that's on the float laughing and singing, and I'll be the one walking and shaking hands. But again, the love for the job and the community is shared.
What are your priorities now as you move into the permanent police chief position?
The primary responsibility of the police department is to keep our community safe, making sure that we are utilizing our precious resources, our police officers, the men and women who serve this community to the best of our abilities in those areas where we're going to have the greatest impact on improving overall safety. I'm also a firm believer in that policing is not something that can be done to a community, but has to be done with the community. The work that we've done to build partnerships, both when I was interim and even before then, that work continues and actually is even more important now as we, you know, continue to try and advance policing, as we recognize the importance of these relationships. And another priority is just building those relationships where they don't exist, strengthening the ones that do exist, and making sure that we're open to community input.
What are the relationships that don't exist right now at the level you would like them that might be on that priority list for building and developing?
A lot of issues that were addressed during my vetting process when I would go to the town hall meetings as well as on my interview panels, you know, there were concerns that were voiced by members of the community and members of the activist community on either disparities in policing and the outcomes of the actions that we take, as well as just the culture of the department. So these are things that are important to me, and I will continue to engage with the community members that brought them forward and, you know, continue to hear from them to make sure that changes that we may consider implementing will address the concerns that they brought forward.
I know some specific communities who brought forward concerns have been communities of color, and I'm curious if there's anything specific that you as chief or that you see the department being able to do to improve, strengthen relationships there.
Outside of just the work we'll continue to do to collaborate and communicate, there are specific policy issues that we're looking at. And one of those is how we handle low-level violations of the law. We look at the outcomes of those discretionary arrests and which communities are impacted the most. I see room for improvement. It takes a lot of time when an officer chooses to arrest someone, and that's why we have the cite and release program that we have. So I want to make sure that we're following that program in the manner in which it was intended, and therefore we should reduce some of the impacts that it has on certain communities across the city if we follow those practices when it's appropriate and feasible.
So I want to bring back some words that you said during that vetting process when you did some community forums with folks, kind of a vision statement that you laid out went like this. We want to be a department that is trusted and respected by all and that collaborates with our community to make Austin the safest city in America.
We have to have trust and respect if we're to be seen as legitimate. And the only way we're going to get trust and respect is through the relationship building that we're working on and ensuring that our practices are procedurally just. And then in collaboration with the community. We're real good at identifying things that we see as problems in the community, whether it be violent crime or property crime or the things that are just there. What we don't always understand are maybe some of those smaller issues that are really impacting a neighborhood's quality of life, but that might not show up on one of the metrics or things that we track. So we're going to work real hard to get feedback from neighborhood level groups that can tell us what's important in their neighborhood. So when officers do have discretionary time, time that they're not tied down to taking calls and working traffic, that we can make sure we're focusing on things that are important to that particular neighborhood or part of Austin instead of just what we think is important. And then the last piece really is, and I was told it was pretty aspirational and maybe not to put it in there, but I think it's important. And that's to be the safest city in America. If we're not striving to be the safest city in America, then we're not giving it our best.
There aren't a lot of people who know what it's like to be the chief of police of a major city. What is the job like?
You live with the concern that you have men and women. I have 1,908 positions in my department that frequently may be in harm's way based on the calls that they're sent to. We train them the best that we can, and we expect a lot out of them. So that's always in the back of your mind is just the safety of the men and women that, you know, not only are they part of your family, but you feel a strong sense of responsibility for. And then I have a community of almost a million people. And when you sit back and think that you really sit in that position that is not solely responsible, but has a really strong responsibility for the safety of all of those men and women who call our great city home. It is kind of an awesome responsibility, but it's one that I love. It's one that I've had 28 years to prepare for within the Austin Police Department, and I'm fortunately surrounded by a lot of police professionals that were all committed to working collaboratively to keep in our city the great city that it is and a safe city.
Brian Manley is chief of police for the city of Austin, will officially be sworn in Friday afternoon. Chief Manley, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thank you so much.